It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and I had a lot of people ask me in the last couple of weeks, so I want to kind of dedicate this podcast to the questions that people are asking me, and how is it that I stay so productive and get a lot more done in a significantly less amount of time? Now, this has taken me a very, very long time to tweak and a few systems in place to kind of get me there. Because believe me, when I first started as an entrepreneur and with the business, back in 2016, 2017, I was burning the candle at both ends, just like we talked about last week, and put in a lot of long, long hours. And that kind of burnt me out and actually did burn out. And if you've ever felt that, it's one of the worst things ever. I can't stand that feeling of being so worn out and drained and tired. So I want to talk today about things you can do, steps you can put in place to kind of help you become a lot more productive. Now, the first thing I do, and it kind of sets my whole week up, is on Sunday mornings, I plan out my entire week going forward. And then on the Sunday leading into a new month, I kind of map out how that month is going to look, not into great detail, but just kind of map things out. And if there are meetings or calls or events, I will plot those down. But it really comes down to the Sunday before a new week where I plan my whole week out. Now, it's no secret, Rocketbook is one of my favorite planners that I use. And I know I've talked about Alex Sharfin and even Brendon Burchard, and I've taken a few of their tools and the way they plan, and I've kind of tweaked that into using the Rocketbook planner and kind of add my own way. So the way it looks is I kind of set out the whole week. So I set up all of my meetings going forward. If I have different calls or events, inside of work and outside as well. Like this week was actually kind of a very light week. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see a board behind me. It's called the Weekly Planner. I only have one event on there, and that's my baseball day. Because this week was kind of a sprint week that I planned because I wanted to get a lot done at the desk. So that's what I do on Sunday morning. I kind of plan out that whole week. So I set all of my goals that I need. I have set all the major tasks and projects that I have for that week, and I write all of those down. Now, when it gets into the daily part of my routine, every morning I take my Rocketbook Panda Planner, and I plan out my entire day. And how that looks is the first thing I do is I talk about and write down the three things that I'm grateful for. So what are the three things? It could be something big, could be something as small as having the air conditioner on a hot day. It could be something as small as coffee. Whatever you're grateful for, write that down. Now, the next thing that I do is I write down the top three things I'm excited about for that day. And I've kind of found, for example, if accounting is one of the things you have to do on that day, I actually write down that I'm excited to do accounting. Well, nobody is actually excited to do accounting. Most people aren't, and that's something that I dread doing, but I notice it kind of helps your mindset. If you actually write down in the excited part, one of the top three things that you're excited about, if you write that down, it kind of shifts your mindset a little bit. From there, I'll write down an affirmation, and then I will write down what my main focus for that day is. Could be client work, could be recordings, could be writing, whatever it is. A very short blurb of what I'm focusing on that day. Now, the most important, well, second most important part, I actually write down all of my meetings separate. I don't have them written down for the each day. I write those down in the morning so it's fresh in my mind. Okay, yes, at this time I have to be here. At this time I have to be on this call. So I never forget anything. Now, the most important part is actually writing out your goal, like all your tasks, sorry. Now, I will talk about Todoist in a little bit, but even though I have all of my tasks in there, I write down the top 10 tasks that I have for that day. From there, what I'll do is I will break it down to the three most important tasks that I have to do. Now, the reason I do that is I want to tackle these three tasks. So the biggest frogs, like Eat That Frog, the book, the hardest, biggest tasks that I have, I want to tackle those first, get them out of the way. If I don't get those done, the day is not a successful day. Okay. So once those are done, I'll go back and I'll write three more, and then I'll write three more. Then I'll finish that last one. If you have more tasks, you can write a separate spot beside it, the next top 10, and then break that down to the next three, three, and three, and then one. So that's kind of how I start my weekly and morning routine when it comes to planning out my week. Now, the next thing I use are kind of two tools that are that sync together. Now, that's my Google Calendar and Todoist. With Todoist, I actually have all of my reoccurring tasks, all of my projects, and everything that I need to get done on a specific day. It's always listed. It's on my second monitor, so I can constantly see what I need to get done. And I check that off once it's done. And having a physical list, whether you're writing it down or it's an app, checking that off and completing that task, it gives you that feeling that you've accomplished something. So once you have that, it kind of boosts you up and it gets you more focused on the next task. You have another set, a feeling of accomplishment, getting the next task and the next and next, and it kind of pushes that momentum throughout the day. Now, what happens with Todoist is it actually syncs with my Google Calendar so I can see the tasks. And what I do is I break that down. Once I sync that, I can see what my day looks like on the calendar with Todoist. Then what I'll do is I'll minimize that part of the calendar so I don't see it. And I actually block out. So instead of seeing an absolute mess of tasks all over, I make it one big simple block and then break that block down. And now from say 9 a.m. to 10 a.m, I'm going to focus on this. Then I'll take a little bit of break. I'll get up from the desk, walk around, stretch, fill up my water bottle if that's needed, sit back down. And then maybe from, 10:15 to 12:15, another 2-hour block, I'll get this done. And I only focus on that block and that's it. No distractions, no notifications on my phone, on the computer, no distractions at all. I just focus hard on that time block. And then I take a breather. So with Todoist and Google Calendar and my whiteboard behind me, but more so my Panda Planner, that's how I stay completely organized and I get a lot more done. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a morning routine. If you're not a morning person and you work till 2 a.m. and sleep in till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, adjust that how it fits for you. But actually planning out your week, writing all your tasks down, and then having, whether it be Trello or Todoist or something that has all of the tasks that you need to get done, all of your work, your client work, everything, have that plotted out in some sort of a to-do app so you can see it and it's ready and available for you. And then block out time in your calendar. That is crucial, because if you focus on one thing and then jump to the next, take a break, take a call, watch some TV, go do dishes, whatever, you're going to lose massive amounts of time in your day. even if it's something as quick as just getting up for a quick snack, then filling your water, then going to check the mail, set time aside for that and then a block of time for actually getting the work done. When you focus on the time blocks, you'll be surprised at how much you get done. You'll get more done in a lot less time. So with all of that said, that's all I have for you this week. Hope that answers some questions that everybody was answering, and can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one quick second. Now, as entrepreneurs, we all struggle to find different tools and systems and resources that we could use to help our businesses grow. Now, I've been doing this for almost 6 years now, and I've tried a lot of different systems, procedures, routines, different tools. And over those 6 years, I've compiled everything that I've learned and only pickpocketed the best of the best that has helped me grow. Now, everything that I do now has helped me grow continually year after year after year. And I've put that all into one resource tool for you. If you head to info.rustechmedia.com/tools, that's yours completely free. Everything you need to grow as an entrepreneur and to grow your business online, everything is there completely free. All you have to do is send me your email address and I will send the resource right to you. So once again, if you want this free resource guide, head to info.rustechmedia.com/tools. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week.